Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Orrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Orrell. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Dickshot reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dickshot moves to third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Carnett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Carnett. York goes all the way around to score. Wakefield moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Ross steals second. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell takes first base on ball four. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carnett moves to third. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Swift to Mayo covering second. The throw back to home, and Carnett is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Orengo moves to second. Two outs. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Lopat reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dickshott hits a line drive towards third. Orengo catches it and throws to first to double up Schalk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. York moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Wakefield scores. Ross moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat spins and fires to second, and Ross is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Hodgson scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Schock moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson is hit by the pitch. Schock moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett. York reaches second base with a double. Outlaw goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Orengo hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-4 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mayo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.